This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 342,000 people have died globally from COVID-19 in the United States. That figure is more than 97,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is well over 5.3 million and more than 1.6 million in the U.S. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says tourists will be able to return to his country beginning in July. Madrid residents will have welcomed the announcement. People in the capital, Madrid, and second city, Barcelona, will be allowed to dine outdoors and have gatherings of up to 10 people as infections slow. Spain started phasing out one of Europe's toughest lockdowns earlier this month. Flu restrictions had remained in Madrid and Barcelona, where the outbreaks were more severe than other regions, which account for about half of Spain's population. The lockdown restrictions will be relaxed even further. Sanchez said the country will open to international visitors in July. Summer tourism is a major earner in Spain, as well as in Greece and Italy. Within a 24-hour period, Italy registered 669 new cases of COVID-19, two-thirds of them in the hard-hit northern region of Lombardy. The country also recorded 119 deaths from the disease, increasing the death toll to more than 32,000. All of Italy's regions, with the exception of Lombardy, registered no more than a few dozen new cases each, and many had numbers of new infections in the single digits. Restrictions on travel between regions are slated to be eased early in June. There is more on these stories and others on voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel's veteran Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived at court for the start of his corruption trial earlier today. He's set to become the country's first sitting premier to face criminal charges over a string of corruption allegations, which he denies. In a televised statement at the courthouse, Netanyahu said the case against him is aimed at toppling him in any way. Fresh from forming a new government after more than 500 days of electoral deadlock, Netanyahu was expected to begin a new battle in the Jerusalem District Court to stay out of prison. Hong Kong police have fired volleys of tear gas in a popular shopping district as thousands took to the streets to march against China's proposed tough national security legislation for the city. Pro-democracy supporters have sharply criticized China's proposal to enact a national security law that would ban secessionist and subversive activity, as well as foreign interference and terrorism. Critics say it goes against the one country, two systems framework that promises the city freedom not found on the mainland. On Sunday afternoon, crowds of protesters dressed in black gathered in Causeway Bay, a popular shopping district, to protest the proposed legislation. The bill would bypass the city's legislature and make it possible for Chinese agents to arbitrarily arrest people. The University of Oxford's COVID-19 vaccine trial has only a 50% chance of success, as the coronavirus seems to be fading rapidly in Britain. This, according to the professor co-leading the development of the vaccine. The trial's director told a British newspaper an upcoming trial involving 10,000 volunteers threatened to return no result due to low transmission of COVID-19 in the community. Thailand has begun a testing vaccine against the coronavirus on monkeys after successful trials in mice. The country's Minister for Science, Research and Innovation said researchers hope to have a clearer outcome on the vaccine's effectiveness by September. The hope is it will be in production by next year. Thailand was the first country outside China to detect a case of coronavirus in January. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani vowed Sunday to speed up the release of Taliban prisoners and said he was ready to hold peace talks with the insurgents after accepting their surprise offer of a ceasefire. The Taliban proposed a three-day truce over the Eid al-Fitr holiday that marks the end of the Muslim holy fasting month of Ramadan starting Sunday, which Ghani swiftly agreed to. A U.S. Taliban deal signed in February stipulated the Afghan government would release up to 5,000 Taliban prisoners, while the insurgents would free about 1,000 Afghan security force personnel. The Indian Army has been mobilized to help with the cleanup after a devastating cyclone hit eastern India and Bangladesh Wednesday. Sunday, thousands protest again over power and water shortages. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.